To my sister, right before fame. I wonder, can I call you? And just as quickly, I remember that you hate being alone. And my heart eyes see teenage you, stealing into the turquoise to find another voice, body, story, whenever the house was empty. Now we watch breathless as you glimmer above Times Square, a pixelated goddess and still our baby. And I don't know how it is, never having felt the magnets of all those eyes, because on stage, I always shut mine, refusing the adulation so I can somehow possess myself. While you do something harder, twirl into the furnace, serve smile and skin like a piece of pie, enough for everyone without spilling yourself. You let their words slide like coconut oil, light matches under their feet, hopscotch through the stars, and sing back iron and carmine. But I know that they paper their desires onto you, stepping so close they leave eraser marks, that they glint and glean and deal you far too few cards because they think your beauty blinds you, not them. So I wish for you to love the way your voice swims and punches, and the tight sweetness of garments that fit almost too well, and the silver sword of your trumpet, and the drinks they'll buy you, and the air that smells so different from home. But if you ever falter, remember how good we sounded in our kitchen, washing dishes and laughing the same laugh when the lids didn't fit the pots. And the way Grandma looked at you, and when you slept with our cat Pepper burning against your belly, and when you held me at the end of Carrie, even though I'm 8 years older and should have been comforting you instead, and how much you meant before. And that every Saturday, I want to buy you some Basucci lips and slip my hand in yours.
Whenever I put a lid on and it doesn't fit.